السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to the Jumu'ah. And alhamdulillah, I noticed that today we have probably the youngest musalli that we have ever had in our masjid, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her and her family and fill her life with noor, inshallah. We continue with our series on Qalbun Salim, on the tranquility of the heart, a heart which is tranquil, a heart which is salim, which is complete, which is free from sickness, a heart that is not broken, a heart that is responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I spoke to you about many things, and the last Jumu'ah was with relation to the Quran al-Kareem and the importance of responding to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The response in two ways. One is in terms of answering the questions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, and the other way of responding is with recognizing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat of the Quran. And the sign of recognizing signs is action. I was speaking at a function in at the convention of a group of Muslim schools in Kerala, in Calicut, and among the demonstrations and things that they were telling us and showing us of how they are teaching the children, alhamdulillah, excellent work, was in terms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused this to happen, that the demonstration was that they were demonstrating how they teach the Quran. And the ayat that they used for this demonstration was where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Infitar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nasu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Where Allah said, Oh people, what is it that deceived you and drew you away from your Rabb who is al-kareem? Now, They showed us how this ayat is taught, and they taught us about the meaning of the ayat and the tasheeh of the recitation, meaning the translation of the recitation, and all the different things related to the ayah. So when time for my speech, I asked them, I said, this is the ayat, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem, you have mentioned this ayah. And you told us how you teach this ayah. Do you think you have fulfilled the haqq of the teaching of this ayah? Do you think you have done justice to this? So they said, yes, we have taught all aspects of this ayah. I said, no. I said, according to me, there is a very major problem with how this ayah has been taught. I said, what's the problem? I said, what is the meaning of this ayah? This ayah is Allah is saying, oh people, what has led you away from your Rabb who is Al-Kareem? So I said, who is going to answer this? This is a question. So where is the answer? What you are doing is teaching me how to pronounce this question properly. What you are teaching me is the meaning of the question. What you are teaching me is the meaning of every word in the question. But is that the reason a question is asked? So that you can repeat the question over and over again? Or is a question asked because the one who is asking the question wants an answer? So if you are not going to give me an answer, then how can you tell me you taught the ayat? You haven't taught the ayat. Allah is asking a question. So what is the answer to the question? And that is what I mean by understanding and teaching Quran. And this is the meaning of Al-Qalbun Salim, where the heart must respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And that is the very purpose of the Nuzul, the revelation, the coming down of the Quran al-Kareem, which is the ayat, which are the signs. So the Quran is a book of signs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to look at his ayat. And he told us that in those ayat are lessons for people of understanding. And I mentioned to you the ayat of Surah Al Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, where he called Al Ulil Albab. But see this, Allah is saying that in the ayat, ان في خلق السماوات والارض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. There are signs for people of understanding. Allah did not say there are signs for people who have eyes. Allah did not say there are signs for people who can see, or signs for people who can hear. Allah says there are signs for people who can understand, which tells us what? Which tells us that eyes alone are not enough. Eyes are not even necessary, because understanding is with the heart. We may not all have eyes, but we all have hearts. So everyone can see, but only if the hearts are alive and perceptive. So what is this pure, complete, sound, healthy heart? What is Al-Qalbun Salim? The word Salim has many meanings, but the term Qalbun Salim means a heart that responds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this criterion to judge the states of our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily the believers are those. Allah gave this as the criterion of the believer. How do you decide if a person is a believer or not? How does a person himself decide whether he is a believer or not? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the sign of the believers, verily the believers are those who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, wajilat qulubuhum, their hearts shiver with the grace and glory and majesty and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And when his ayat wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatum imana, and when his ayat, the Quran, is recited before that person, when the person sees the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation around him and within himself, what happens to him? Zadatum imana. His iman increases. And what is the result of these two conditions? A heart which is responsive and the iman which increases with the recitation of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The result of these two conditions is وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they have tawakkul on their Rabb Jalla Jalalu. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the criteria to judge the condition of our hearts. Does anything happen when we listen to the Quran? I don't mean the tune. I mean the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. Is there a difference between listening to the Quran and listening to anything else? A tune is a tune, whether it's the Quran or whether it's a nasheed or something else you are listening. We're not talking about that. We are talking about the meaning of what you are hearing and what does it do to the heart. The Quran is the spoken word. It is the kalam of Allah. It is not the tahrir of Allah. It is not the written word. It is the kalam of Allah. It is a spoken word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam in a way that suited his majesty and grace. And which is why we say qala Allahu ta'ala. We don't say katab Allahu ta'ala. We say Allah said. We don't say Allah wrote. The Quran was recorded in writing and was memorized. But the original word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the spoken word. Jibreel alayhi salam recited it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited it to his sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majmaeen. They heard it and it entered their hearts and it changed their lives. That is the meaning of listening to the Quran. What happens when you hear it? Does it enter your heart? Does it change your life? The sign of entering the heart is the change in life. If the life of a person does not get changed because the Quran didn't enter his heart, then the person cannot say, I listened to the Quran. He heard the Quran. He heard the sound of the Quran, but he did not listen to the Quran. That is like the difference between looking and seeing. There is a difference between hearing and listening. We recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two ways. We recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his own introduction, his self-introduction. and by reflecting on his bounties in the creation that he showered us with. He mentioned both of these in his kalam. He introduced himself by mentioning his great names and attributes, and he began this by mentioning his mercy as the first of his attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He began with this. He said, Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghaybi wa shahada, huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He began with this, Jalla Jalalu. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned his other bounties. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself. And he said, Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, alimul ghaybi wa shahadati, huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, al-malikul quddusus salamul mu'minul muhaiminul azizul jabbarul mutakabbir. Subhanallah. Subhanallahi amma yushrikun. Huwa Allahul Khaliqul Bariul Musawwiru lahul asma'ul husna. Yusabbihu lahu ma fis samawati wal ard. Wa huwal azizul hakim. Allah mentioned his attributes in another place, where he said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, man dhalladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnih. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah mentioned his greatest attribute, the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, that he is one and there is no one like him. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدِ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his bounties and his ni'mat that he gave us. I'm not translating all these ayat because I know you know the meaning of these and you know where to find them. If you don't know the meaning, so go read it up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his bounties and he said, Alam naj'al al-ardha mihada wal jibala awtada wa khalaqnakum azwaja wa ja'alna nawmakum thubata wa ja'alna al-layla libasa wa ja'alna an-nahara ma'asha wa banayna fawqakum sab'an shidada wa ja'alna sirajan وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجناتنا الفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا. Allah mentioned the day of judgment. After mentioning all his bounties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that day when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times I wondered why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this along with his bounties. Until I recalled and remembered that for the believer, the greatest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, and I ask Allah to give it to all of you inshallah. The greatest bounty of Allah is the meeting with his Rabb. Challa jalalu. There is nothing bigger than that. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us bigger and better than the meeting with him, Jalla Jalalu. Ask Allah that we meet him in a state of iman. That we meet him in a state where he is pleased with us. Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata yawma yunfaqu fis-suri fata'tuna afwaja wa futihatis samaa'u fakanat abwaaba wa suyiratil jibaalu fakanat saraaba. And then all the rest of the ayat, we ask Allah to protect us from all of those terrible conditions of the Day of Judgment and to guard us and to keep us in His care, insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His own kalam, Jalla Jalaluhu, and introduced Himself as the teacher of His kalam.
الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
Question. The question. How long will you deny this? How many of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described more and more. خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Allah Himself is His greatest bounty. Allah is Himself His greatest bounty. رب المشرقين والمغربين.
مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام.
Allah mentions something that He put in the sea, lulu wal marjan, and then Allah mentions something we think we create, which are the ships. Why is Allah calling them His bounty? We think we made them, right? How is that Allah's bounty? How is your A380 Allah's bounty? How is the Concorde Allah's bounty? How is it not Allah's bounty? How is it not Allah's bounty? Where would this have come from if Allah hadn't given us the mind to create it? This is the way of understanding the Quran Al-Kareem. Bring the Concorde into it. Bring the 380 into it. Bring the great ships into it. The clippers of the British, which enabled them to rule the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them into the kalam.
وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
And then, when all is said and done, when you are at the peak of your so-called civilization, إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. This is civilization. This is civilization where 62 people own more assets than 50% of the rest of the world. 62 people. Their net asset value is more than 50% of the world's population. This is civilization. Where the value of a human life is less than the price of a bullet. This is civilization. Where killing of innocent people has become a hobby and a pastime. Of nations and people, including Muslims, who claim to be at the peak of education. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How can a Muslim worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? And then he goes out and he kills innocent people. This is Islam. This is Islam. We need someone to remind us about this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, do whatever you want to do, all your development and this and that, and build what you want to build. And at the end of all that,
kullu man 'alayha fan. Kullu man 'alayha fan. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his kalam again, and this is the last set of ayat which I will recite for you. Allah mentioned his kalam again, and he mentioned also our ending. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم.
When the breath is stuck in the throat, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the halat of nazah. فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون. What is the need? What is the need for the Creator of the heavens and the earth to give us this comfort, this tasalli? نحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون. At that time when you can't do anything, when you are standing there looking on, we are close to you but you cannot see. نحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون. فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين. My brothers and sisters, the highest form of ingratitude, the highest form of being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to worship others while enjoying the blessings of what Allah has given us. The lowest form of that ingratitude, the least of the form of that ingratitude, is to take these bounties for granted and not to thank Allah for them. And the worst and highest form of ingratitude is to enjoy the bounties and then use them to disobey Allah. Especially those of us who accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection from His anger, and which is the consequence of disobeying Him. And I ask Him for His mercy and forgiveness, because those are the first attributes that He mentioned. With this in mind, my brothers and sisters, ask yourself, what is the meaning if we are listening to the Quran but nothing happens to us and our hearts are unmoved and our lives are unchanged? With what I have said, keeping that in mind, my brothers and sisters, ask, if we are listening to the Quran and nothing happens to our heart and our life remains unchanged, then what is the meaning and what is the worse? What is the point of listening to the Quran? Have we simply listened to a tune and not to the Kalam of Allah? If not, then why is it that there is no change in our lives? Whereas when this kalam came to the Sahaba, their entire lives were revolutionized when they heard the Quran. What is different? It is the same kalam. So why does it not have the effect on us that it did on the Sahaba? When we ask this question, we'll see immediately that it's not an issue of the kalam, but it's an issue of the hearts that the kalam came to change. Ours seem to be locked against it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us and unlock our hearts so that the noor of His kalam can enter us and enter our hearts. So let us always check our hearts when we listen to the kalam and see what is happening or not happening there. You listen to it just now, ask yourself, what is happening in my heart? What changes am I going to bring about in my life starting now? What is it that I have been doing till now that I should stop doing? What is it that I have not been doing till now that I should start doing? And what are the things that I am doing, alhamdulillah, which I should continue to do with a proper niyyah and istiqamah? A man once asked Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, are you a mu'min? He's asking Hasan al-Basri this question. Hasan al-Basri, it looks like even in those days there were people without adab and without akhlaq. Because Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he's one of the greatest scholars of this ummah. He was a student of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And he was known for his zuhad, and he was known for his understanding of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on. Yet this man comes and says, asks him, he says, are you a believer? Are you a mu'min? But see the response, the reply of Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. It's a lesson for us in humility and in being connected with his heart. It's an example of the Qalbun Salim. He said to the man, if by mu'min you mean having iman in Allah, His malaika, His kitab, His books, His anbiya, the day of judgment and qadr, he listed the points of iman. So he said, if by mu'min you mean having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
in his malaika, in his kutub, in his books, in his anbiya, in the day of judgment and qadr, both the good and evil of the qadr being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then yes, I'm a mu'min. He said, but if by mu'min, you mean someone whose heart shivers with the grace and awe and majesty of Allah, and whose iman is increased when he hears the ayat of Allah, and who has tawakkul on Allah. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. He said, if this is the mi'ar, if this is the criterion of judgment about a mu'min, he said, then I am not sure if I qualify. Who is saying this? Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his darajat before him jalla jalalu. My brothers and sisters, such were our salaf, whose answers were lessons for the listener, not simply responses to questions. Inshallah, we will continue with this in next Jummah, where I will try to enumerate for you the action points. Having listened to all this, how do I get a Qalbun Saleem? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand that and to start working on it, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make the niyya now and to bring this about in our lives and make our qulubun salim, inshallah, al-musta'an. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.